This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No rest for the weary, as they say. The chaos of life and its collision with technology and tragedy has more of us feeling drained, frazzled, and emotionally overrun. I read that, and I said to myself, that is exactly how the left wants us. Been talking about it all day. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Earlier in the broadcast, I talk about the left feasting on chaos, feasting on crazy, feasting on lunacy, insanity. They pride themselves on it because it keeps you off tilt. The world, if the world moved smoothly, you know, have you seen that commercial where the Visa person, you know, they're paying, they pay by credit card, and then some guy steps up to pay cash and everything stops. What? Well, as sick as that commercial is, because what it's telling you is they want an electronic world where they can take from you at any point as they want. But as sick as it is, it makes the point that as long as things are moving in this cycle, moving smoothly like a well-oiled machine, there's no need for anybody. There's no need for a mechanic if your car is never going to break down. There's no need for a psychologist if your mind is never going to break down. The left breaks you down. When you're at a point where you're happy, I promise you, my grandmother would say, up jump the devil. The left will come into your life, and they will pee in the punch bowl. They will put a skunk at the picnic. They will do whatever it takes to make sure that your life goes into chaos, because somehow, one of two things occurs. It makes them feel good, or it enriches them. One or the other. That's how it works. This article goes on to say, put simply, we are exhausted. What's to blame? The list is long, growing experts say. Wildfires, terror attacks, rising tensions with North Korea, racist rallies, political investigations in Washington, the nonstop barrage of presidential tweets, more and worse shootings, mass shootings from Las Vegas to Florida, a tsunami of sexual harassment accusations, the role of Russians in our elections, climate change, red state, blue state division, and not one, not two, but three of the worst hurricanes on record, including one that nearly blew Puerto Rico out of the Caribbean Sea. Put together, it's understandable why exhausted Americans are limping along and running out of gas. Do I need to tell you this was written by a leftist? Racist rallies? Really? The nonstop barrage of presidential tweets? That's what's bothering you? No. You know what's bothering me, leftist? For you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? You are. The idiocy of you. The insanity of you. The crazy of you. Flora Borg said this. Sometimes you have to exercise your insanity to really make it strong. Leftists believe in growing their insanity. Many of them believe that their insanity is what makes them cool, what makes them great, what makes them unique. I'm insane! The crazier I act, the crazier I behave, the more outlandish my makeup, my hair, my sexuality, etc., the more likely I'm going to get seen. Hallelujah. It's funny, Hunter S. Thompson said this, crazy is a term of art. Insane is a term of law. Remember that, and you will save yourself a lot of trouble. So, you're only crazy as an artist, but insane is a term of law. Art is supposed to be crazy. And what is artistic? Everything that the left does. When they go on TV to lampoon the president, it's art. If they cut off his head and show it is some sort of jihadi joke, it's supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be artistic. Look at her. Look at that chick. D-lister. Who decides she's going to make a joke out of President Trump's severed head. Oh, what about a toe tag on his body in the morgue, Snoop? I mean, why not follow in the lines of Kathy Griffin? Or the same thing with George Lopez. showing the president dying or killed or assassinated or whatever. That's what the left wants you. There's no distance in which they cannot go. And by the way, no excuse they can't go. I'm a comedian. It's just a joke. This was meant to be funny. I don't really mean it. Yeah, they don't really mean it. The worst schools in the country in black neighborhoods, but they will tell you they're educating blacks. We had a black principal, superintendent rather, in Parkland, Florida, saying, by the way, making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, all kinds of bonuses, and this man says that we don't have a problem, we shouldn't be arming teachers, we should be putting more money in their pockets. That's what he said in the wake of a shooting of 17 of his kids. We should be putting more money in their pockets. No, don't arm them. Don't protect the kids. Let's help the teachers. Let's get the teachers more, because that'll do it. I don't know how well those kids are in school, but I'll tell you this. If you look at the national average and certainly look at the world average, we're not doing that well here. We pay a lot of money for school. I think kids would do better in school if they felt protected, if they felt safe, if they actually had the respect that a teacher don't have to put up with their nonsense. I'll put it to you this way. I speak to young black kids. They talk blah, 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 blah. And I'm talking. Then they finally get all lippy. And I say, let me explain something to you, youngster. I'll kick your butt. And you want to go get your daddy? I'll kick his butt, too. Just do a little research. You'll find out I'm capable. Then what? You know what they do? They're like, ooh, man, he ain't no joke. He ain't playing. They come at you with respect. And when they respect their teachers, when they feel like, you know what, my teacher is armed, he's not tolerating nonsense in class, get out of my class. I'm not fighting you. I'm not saying the teachers should be threatening people with guns. I'm just saying a gun is going to give these teachers a lot more respect. The kids will feel like my teacher can take care of me. The same way your dad, the same way your mom would if they were packing and somebody bothered you. Kids want to feel like there's a reason for them to respect authority. Let me tell you something. These teachers today, they don't deserve respect. They're clowns. They are caricatures of old school teachers, the teachers who demanded respect in the classroom. And not because they could deliver it, but because they knew the parents would do it for them. Crazy, folks. Charles Bukowski said, some people never go crazy. What truly horrible lives they must live. Do I need to tell you this as a leftist? What truly horrible lives they must live because you don't go crazy. Let me tell you something. You need things to make sure that you don't lose your sanity, but you should never seek insanity. Oh, man. Lots to talk about today. I'm excited. Oh, we got Amazon coming up in the news. We got, here's a story for you, what they're paying kids not to do. And finally, a lottery winner.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was thinking about this the other day. Who's going to replace George Soros when he dies? I'm talking about on the left. By the way, the right, we don't really have a George Soros. We have billionaires out there who will help individuals. Like, for example, if you're wondering how Ben Shapiro's been rising through the ranks, he's got the backing of a Texas billionaire, an anti-Trump Texas billionaire. And now it turns out Shapiro's looking to buy the Blaze from Glenn Beck. Yeah. So Glenn Beck, anti-Trump, Ben Shapiro, anti-Trump, and this billionaire anti-Trumper are trying to become one of the largest media outlets in the country. Now, again, if Trump does something wrong, you should go after him. But to be anti-Trump because he doesn't fit the stereotype of a president, particularly given his track record thus far, I think is ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous that somebody can rise through the ranks, you know, the way Shapiro has with the help of a billionaire and still be so wrong. I mean, that's just my opinion about it. I don't have anything against him. I think he's a sharp kid otherwise. He's a conservative of the Buckley ilk. Intellectual type, can certainly argue his point to such a degree that people are like, wow, But, you know, when you get it wrong, when you're anti-Trump, he wins, and then he has a year like he has. I'm sorry. I can't look at you and go, wow, look at you. Look at the intellect. No, you missed it. But anyway, Donald Trump's got his detractors, and one of them is not. I mean, it's hard to believe that we got somebody like Shapiro out there who's a detractor, but we've got a guy named Jeff Bezos out there who owns the Washington Post. On the left, he's an attacker of Trump. And he stated it. He bought the magazine, now it's online, who was failing. And he says, I don't even care. I want anti-Trump research done, and I want it written about him every single day. And he's tried to use the Washington Post, maybe in some ways the way Shapiro's trying to use the Daily Wire and many other things. But we now got an anti-Trumper on the right in conjunction, I mean, trying to grow his business, and then we've got this anti-Trumper on the left in Washington Post with Jeff Bezos, and Bezos has been, I mean, just crazy in going after Trump, literally hiring opposition researchers to do things and creating this fake news. Now, Trump has pretty much marginalized all of the media, and in fact, he's done it in such a way that, believe it or not, the media is starting to come around. Right now, I think that the statistics, they say it's like 90% negative against Trump, 10% positive, or 10% probably neutral. I don't know that they report very much positive. But if whatever they're doing, I can tell you, you're starting to see a shift. It's probably now 80-20. Now, it'll go back negative. Why? Because Trump released his budget, and the left are having a conniption over it because he's cutting out the gravy train. No longer is the taxpayer, you, going to finance the nonsense of the left, the media machine and things that they're looking for. It's not going to happen, okay? So you're going to see some negative at that. But as you start continue to get good news, for example, we'll talk a little bit later in the broadcast about what's happened in January because of the tax plan. As you start to get this good news, and as the tsunami effect of some of Trump's policies kick in, when I say tsunami effect, I don't mean bad news tsunami, I mean good news tsunami. You know, brings a bunch of rich soil to the land, and suddenly everything is flourishing because of the tsunami that is the Trump plan. But here's what I want to get at. Jeff Bezos, who is willing to invest in a media outlet and throw money at the Washington Post that's losing money and saying, I don't care how much it loses, I'm funding it, he's going to lay off hundreds of people. Now, see, people don't know. Amazon sells clothes. They sell all kinds of stuff. You've heard of Alexa. I will not put Alexa in my house because I don't want anything with Bezos listening in on me. If I say, hey, which way to the chicken shack, they'll probably send cops over and talk about me trying to, you know, give chickens cocaine. Who knows? You know, I don't trust them. But he's apparently going to double down on technology. He's going to lay off hundreds of employees in his consumer retail side of the business. But he's going to grow his technology side. He wants to become a technological giant. I mean, he already is. And he's got contracts with the government, believe it or not. Get this, Amazon employs 566,000 people. They've got 12,500 job openings. This may soon be the one, it's certainly in the top five largest privately held companies in the world with that number of employees. When I worked at Hitachi, we were one of the largest companies in the world. We had 385,000 employees, and I thought, that's huge. Amazon's 566,000, hiring 12,500. Now, why am I bringing this up to you? I'm bringing this up to you because I want you to think about a guy who was willing to invest money in a failing news outlet that he has targeted at Donald Trump. But he says, on my retail side, I don't give a crap about y'all. We're shifting gears, and that doesn't matter. That, to me, is just amazing. Think about, he has got such a vendetta against the man who, by the way, is making him one of the richest guys in the world. And he's got a vendetta. And that vendetta now is means he's going to fire hundreds of people. For all intents and purposes, Jeff Bezos could say, look, nobody that works for me, you're ever going to get fired. I'm going to set aside money in escrow, and you're just going to get $50,000 or $100,000 a year. So let's just do the math. If he gave it's hundreds of people. So let's, for the sake of discussion, say it's 500. If he gave 500 people $100,000 a year, it's $50 million. $50 million a year. So if he set aside one of his $1 billion in escrow and just let it do what it does, let it grow normally, he could employ these people for years. I mean, off the books. 500 people, he could just say, here you go. That's essentially what he's doing with the Washington Post. I think he said, I don't remember his exact comment, but it was something along the lines of, I'd lose $1 billion just to go after Trump. But he's anti-Trump. And I just can't get over this. A businessman who wants to be more powerful, believes himself to be more powerful than the freely, duly elected president of the United States, and is using his resources to do so. But when it comes to the common man, the person who bet on him, and you know, he's the one that decided, hey, I'm going to do these retail shops and all that. Now, look, as a capitalist, I say you can hire and fire whoever you want. But when you claim that you're one of these bleeding heart leftists that cares about people, how do you keep one business alive? And then you decide, because that one suits your purpose, your narrative, to go after somebody. But your other business, you say, I don't care about those people. It's hundreds. And he's got 12,500 openings. At least move them over. You know, do something for these folks. But see, that's leftism. It's such a duplicitous ideology.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist opposed to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel, great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer, it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is, I joke about race, but I've been in like intense, I've been in a fight with a black guy. Has any white, this is an astounding statistic. Has any white guy ever been in a fight with a black guy? Not one, I'm the only one in here. Never, and I'll tell you why, and it's a fair question. White people do not like fighting black people. We do not, have you ever been in a fight with a black guy? No, why, you didn't think you'd win? Is that fun? It's a weird feeling because the second you get in a fight with a black guy, the first thing everyone watching the fight thinks is, oh my God, he must hate all black people.
And you're like, no, just this one.
And that's a weird, I got into a fight in high school. Now, girls, you don't know this, but guys, do you remember in high school, you'd be at a party and you'd hear someone yell, fight! And so that's what I did. I'm at a party and I'm dancing, you know, what's up, joy?
Here we go, sunshine.
And I hear fight, right? I hear fight and I take off running just, not like a midget. Now here's what I learned, and I'm warning you. What I should have done is I should have checked the skin color of everyone attending the fight that night. Maybe stop 10 feet short of the fight and go, hey, what are they fighting about? Instead of sticking my white face into the center of 20 black guys beating up one white guy who's unconscious on the floor. Yeah, now I'm on his team because we're wearing the away uniforms.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You gotta love the humor of situations like that, probably based on some truth, you know? And I love those types of things, but here's the thing that I don't like about it. It is based on some sort of stupid truth, and here's what's going on right now, folks, in Philadelphia. They're paying kids not to fight. Now, I'm curious to get your take on this. Here's a story out of Philly.com. Michael Lindsay is acutely aware of what the world thinks of him. A 14-year-old attending a public school in a particularly tough corner of Philadelphia. People look at me and say, you should be fighting, said Lindsay, an eighth grader at Mitchell Elementary in 55th and Kingsing Avenue. Whatever. Anyway, some other street, okay? I hate reading stories. But anyway, here's what it goes on to say this. But that's not him, Lindsay said. And this year, he's proving it. He's part of an eighth grade class whose principal is attempting an unusual, and some would say audacious, experiment. If Michael and his 32 classmates make it to graduation with no physical altercations, each gets a $100 bill. $100 bill, paying young black kids not to fight. Tough area of Philly saying, you know, fights happen a lot, probably. I'm just guessing here, but I mean, I grew up on the streets. San Antonio, poor black kid, I fought all the time, made me tough. So I get it because you guys have heard me say this. I think it's really silly the amount of time that I have spent in the martial arts. And here's the deal. There's a part of me that liked it. I won't lie. I enjoyed training my body to be a weapon. But here's the sad part. It wasn't like I just said, hey, you know what? I'd like to be a dancer. Or I really enjoy gardening. Or, boy, that's really cool what they do with their body. I'd like to do that. I knew in my head learning that was going to prevent butt kickings. And that's why I had an affinity towards it. I don't know, quite frankly, that I would have spent the dozen, well, it's now decades, in the martial arts had it not been for fear of not wanting to be somebody's chump. I mean, that was truly my motivation. Now, I do believe I see the art in it because I really do see the artistry. I love watching. I love training kids, especially the ones that, you know, their bodies can just do certain, you know, crazy things that you're like, I didn't know the human body could even do that. You know, little scissor legs that, you know, just crazy flexibility and all that. You run into them and you're like, that's really cool. I'm going to see what this kid can do. You know, wrap around, hook kick, you know, crazy stuff. But I learned to fight because I felt like I needed to. And I think it's such a waste of time that many, many young black kids grow up knowing, man, I got to at least learn the basic skills. I got to learn how to box. I got to learn how to wrestle. Or I got to learn how to fight. And those that don't, you know what they do? They get a gun. See, if I learned what my white friends learned a long time ago, they all carry guns. That's it. They carry guns. You mess with me, they go, look, it's not like I can fight. I mean, I don't really want to fight you, but I mean, I am loaded here. I got my gun. And yeah, okay. Got it. But you know what's cool about my era? Even if somebody had a gun, if y'all had a beef, you fought it out. Nobody got shot. Anyway, they got to pay these kids. They don't have to, but they're going to. So they said the Mitchell 8th grader streak of peaceful days hit 70. No small feat for students surrounded by people responding to problems with fists and worse. Even in the nation's poorest big city, the school's hard luck Southwest Philadelphia neighborhood, Kingsing, or whatever sticks out. Somebody from Philly, if you know how I'm supposed to pronounce this, tell me. 844-551-8255. My oldest son went to Wharton. He's a graduate of Wharton, but I guess he never went to that area. Anyway, they said this. 81% of Mitchell students live below the poverty line. 81%. Some are homeless, many are hungry, and some are essentially raising themselves. That area of Philly is also the city's one of the most violent corners, police data shows. And they say the school hasn't been spared. By this point in the 2015-16 school year, nearly a quarter of its eighth graders had been suspended at least once. And on a 1 to 100 school district measure of academics, climate, and growth, Mitchell has just scored a 3. It's a 3 out of 100. Why is it? This isn't a school. It's a penitentiary. That's what it is. By the way, have you guys noticed something about schools these days? Now, I'm about to date myself. I never remember. Somebody help me here. You can just contact us at kjradio.com. No gates, no fence on my schools. Any of them. I can't remember any. My high school campus, Marine Military Academy, you could walk on and off campus all day. You had to jump a moat. There was a canal. We called it the canal. But you could walk right off campus. And the moat didn't circle the whole thing. So there were places you could get off campus. We had a fence where you couldn't get to the airport because we bordered the, an airfield. I forget, but they used to do the, what they call it, air shows by that field. But that was the only fenced area. And that wasn't for us. That was to keep us off that property. But we had that. Not my junior high, not my my elementary school, none of them had a fence. Not one. And now, you go by any school, fenced, 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 fenced. All of them fenced. Just something interesting. A lot of fights. A 3 out of 100. They said, but on both counts, the school has made significant gains under the watch of Principal Stephanie Andrulevich. The $100 incentive was her idea, a way to promote peace, not just for the older students, but for the whole school. So I'm guessing the 8th graders are the big boys on campus. Yeah, it's probably a middle school. Here's what she says. I wanted to challenge them to be what their families see in them and what we know they are, she said, pausing in the hallway last month to hug a student who rushed at her with a big smile. They have a choice, to become the violence they see in the day-to-day lives or to be peaceful models for our school and our community. See, I believe in these kids, too. I don't know whether this idea is good necessarily. If it works, it's good, right? I'm not, when you've heard me doing this article, you're like, oh, Kevin's probably going to beat up on it. No, if it works, it's good. I don't believe in incentivizing people, you know, for negative, like, don't steal and then I'll give you some money. You shouldn't steal anyway. But sometimes, you know what? The way that the reverse logic of leftism is, it could work. It obviously is right now. Now, here's the other thing. They won't give us all the details. They aren't going to let us know everything about it. But we'll see. We'll see if it works. But she says, Harvard did a study that said that these financial rewards, when offered by educators, are most effective for things that children can control, like doing homework or reading books. They said these incentives can make a difference in school. But is it long term? I don't know. It's kind of like that thing in L.A. where they're saying, if you are a bad kid and you don't do anything bad, we'll send you to Hawaii. Well, the good kids do nothing bad and they get no reward. See, I don't think that's fair. I think that there are kids that are not going to fight in that school. Period. Now, here's the deal. She's offering it to the entire 30 whatever number of 8th graders. So it's going to cost somebody $3,000 and change. Well, I hope it works for him. Seriously, sincerely, I do. You know, couldn't hurt. But I'm going to go be somebody else. Back in a minute.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Memo to the White House, you cannot avoid us. Stop trying to dodge us. This briefing needs to begin. It was supposed to begin an hour and 15 minutes ago, and then it was supposed to begin 25 minutes ago. There was a lot to talk about.
Welcome, everybody. That was CNN threatening Donald Trump. You can run, but you cannot hide. Donald Trump's been all over the news. CPAC, there was more media than you could shake a stick at CPAC. You won't have a press conference with us. Where have you been? You're late. Do you know Barack Obama? He put there's a thing called CP time, CPT, colored people time. Barack Obama was historically late. I'm talking about so much so, it just became the norm. I remember joking about it early on, saying, man, let a brother get the presidency, and the first thing he does is make people wait. He lives up to the stereotype of colored people time. And Trump, I don't know who was supposed to be out there, but you can run. But you, what, is Trump afraid of CNN, the fake news network? Come on, people, please.
What is he waiting on? He needs to come out and explain this Russia thing.
No, he doesn't. It's over. These people, they don't, you know what's sad? When people don't even realize it's over. I don't know if you've ever been in a fight like this where, you know, somebody wants to fight you and you're like, look, I don't want to fight you. Just leave me alone. Leave me alone. You just try to walk away and finally it's a fight and you just pow and you knock them out. If you've ever knocked somebody out fast, you know what I'm talking about. There are people listening to my show who are friends of mine in the martial arts or just good boxers or whatever. You've done this. You knock somebody out and they hit the ground and they get up and they can't believe they were out. Maybe you've seen a fight. If you haven't been in one, you've seen a fight like this where the guy's been knocked out. He's like, what? What happened? And they're like, you got knocked out. I didn't. No, I didn't. What are you talking about? And they're picking him up. And the other guy's then walking away, and he's like, no, you get back here, man. You, this isn't over. This is not over. And you're going, everybody around him's going, yeah, it's over. It's over, buddy. You know, it's over. I mean, unless you just enjoy embarrassment, it's over. You get that lippy, and it's a pow. And let me tell you, having been on the end that delivers the beating, where you go, you've bothered me so much that I'm just going to have to take care of business. And it's over like that. Lights out. And it's, you know, most people get it. But I'm saying occasionally, and it happens in the ring more often than anywhere because, you know, you've been a trained fighter and you think you're going to get the best of the guy. And, you know, they call them flash knockdowns. Boom, you get knocked down. Well, in this case, knocked out. And then, you know, somebody wakes you up and you're like, what? What happened? And they're trying to tell you. And you blanked out for 15 seconds or 10 seconds or whatever it is. And you think, game on. What are you talking about? Why is everybody leaving the ring? Fight's still going on. No, it's over. Folks, it's over for the Democrats. What I just described has happened. The media has been knocked the blank out. You know what I'm saying? Donald Trump's knocked them out. If you don't believe me, how much credibility do you give them? May I answer for you? Very little. You don't give the media much credibility. You're like, whatever. So they're knocked out. Do you give the Democrat Party, how much credibility do you give Adam Schiff? How much credibility do you think Chuck Schumer has right now? Now, are they going to continue to fight their little battles? The Supreme Court sent back Donald Trump's thing on DACA to the states, to the courts. And what do you think is going to happen? If I were Donald Trump, I'd just issue an executive order that supersedes DACA and say, now what are you going to do? If you can do one, you can't do that. I don't know what is going to happen, but it'll be done on a technicality. And eventually, this is going to end up right where it is, and you're going to know what you're going to be telling me. Kevin, they were knocked the blank out. It doesn't matter what the policy is. It doesn't make sense. Hardly anything these people do makes any sense at all logically. And it's all it is delaying the executioner. Go ahead, folks. Have your fun. Can't avoid you. You want to have some fun? Here's what MSNBC had to say about Donald Trump as it pertains to the Russians.
Demand that the President of the United States lead a response to the most serious attack on an American democracy. That's what leadership is. That's what we expect of our President. That's the kind of responsibility that the President has, not merely to acknowledge things that are happening. That is the minimum, which I think your clips illustrate Trump has not cleared. We actually expect him to mobilize an effective response, and he's not done that. In fact, not only has he not done that, he actually has tried to roll back or at least flirted publicly with rolling back the punishments right. That the Obama administration put in place against Russia for interfering in our election.
Exactly the opposite of what the White House press secretary was saying to reporters, which is incredible. What I find incredible is the question, Joe, what does Russia have on Donald Trump? I mean, it must be fantastic.
Okay, first of all,
it must be huge. It must be so dirty It must be just unbelievably just wrenching to him to think that they are holding this information about him that they have on him, and they just at any point could drop it if he says the wrong thing. It must drive him nuts.
Is this the opening of Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, what did I
get transported to that set?
Can you imagine being driven crazy? Literally.
What do I meet him? What does he say? First of all, I need to talk about it. Really
you
quickly.
Say what you said last night. You said, what do they have on him?
Even Joe Scarborough didn't even want to answer that. He was like, I told you that as a joke, you know, as like foreplay or something. I don't know what he was talking about because even that was just too crazy for him. He couldn't even respond. What an unbelievable. And so, you know, you listen to these clowns looking for things, supposedly looking for ways to connect Donald Trump. I was early in the broadcast, I talked about some guy who's gave every reason why Donald Trump will serve out 7 years as president of the United States and change politics forever. And he's telling us 2018 is going to be a bad year for Republicans. How so? I'd love to know how so. Let me tell you where this all circles back to, folks. It all circles back to Barack Obama. You're watching things happen. You don't know they're happening, but they're happening. We did a story earlier about Michelle Obama and the book deal they got. It used to be $60 million. Now they're saying it's north of $30 million. Well, what is the number? Are they half as invested in it? I've asked questions throughout the broadcast today. Who do you think is going to campaign with Obama? Who do you think is going to take his, say, bring in Barack Obama? Can you name me one politician on the left who says, I want to willingly have Hillary Clinton come campaign on my behalf? Name me one. There's going to be a bunch of them running. Who? Here's what Nunez had to say about Barack Obama and where all this Russia stuff is going to end up.
So just a few facts that people forget. One, we hit a reset button with Hillary Clinton. Then we said that we were going to pivot to Asia because we were going to be friends with the Russians. We went through a whole European infrastructure consolidation process of our military installations across Europe. We abandoned a lot of our capability in the North Atlantic in order to track Russian subs. We actually had the President of the United States who said on a hot mic to the Prime Minister of Russia at the time, didn't know the mic was hot, and said, hey, just tell Vladimir that I have to wait till after the election. That was President Obama who said that. At the same time, Mitt Romney in 2012 said that Russia was a grave threat, and President Obama had that great line. It was really funny at the time. All the media laughed about it, made fun of Romney, that the 80s wanted their foreign policy back, something like that. Everybody laughed. So who created this Russian threat? It was the last administration who put us in this position. But here's the kicker to all of this. It culminated finally with great frustration on my part, where in April of 2016, just months before the election, I came out and said on national television that the biggest intelligence failure since 9/11 was our failure to understand Putin's plans and intentions. This was in April of 2016.
Folks, a lot of bad things happened on the left. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. That's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Donald Trump tweeted this on the Democratic FISA memo. A lot of bad things happened on the other side. What they did was really fraudulent, and someone should be looking into that. And by someone, I mean you know who. Let me tell you something, folks. You have finally gotten it right. And you're being vindicated every single day. You should take pride in the work that you've done in eradicating this crooked government and helping Donald Trump drain the swamp. But we got a lot more work to do. I got to leave it there today.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.